USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump believes the Supreme Court's decision to not add a citizenship question to the 2020 census is totally ridiculous. In a tweet today, the president said he also asked his lawyers if they can delay the census, no matter how long, until the Supreme Court is given additional information from which they can make their final and decisive decision on this very critical matter. The High Court ruled this morning that the administration's explanation for the question was insufficient. The House is passing a $4.6 billion border funding package that was previously passed by the Senate, to which Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's about time.
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
Two more defendants are pleading guilty in the nationwide college admissions cheating scandal. That brings the total of people that have pled guilty up to 22. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and a resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond a resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Key economic numbers were released on Thursday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Final figures from the Commerce Department show the gross domestic product, the best gauge of the economy's performance, grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the first 3 months of the year, up from 2.2% in the final quarter of last year. But taking out trade, inventories, and government spending, it only grew at a 1.3% rate in the first quarter, the slowest gain in almost 6 years. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says around 227,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 7,000 more than analysts had predicted, and about 10,000 more than the previous week's total.
Round two of the Democratic presidential debate will take place tonight in Miami, Florida. Former VP and frontrunner Joe Biden will take center stage, along with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and California Senator Kamala Harris. The debate starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A record-breaking heat wave in Europe is continuing to intensify. Forecasters are predicting temperatures above 100 degrees in Spain and Greece. The heat wave is setting new records for Europe in the month of June. USA Today sports reporter Nancy Armour also says the heat could impact the U.S. women's soccer team when they play in France on Friday.
Players will cramp, they'll get dehydrated, but this is also something that they're preparing for.
In the quarterfinals, the U.S. women on Friday will take on France. That game begins at 3 o'clock Eastern Time and can be seen on Fox. The largest e-cigarette manufacturer can no longer sell its products in its home city. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, 1 in 5 high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban.
Thank you, Wendy. Please remember, you can also find us on the iHeartRadio app by searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.